Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass,
Haley,
and Georgie,
with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Australia's longest running study on women's health has hit a 30-year milestone. The Australian Longitudinal Study on Women's Health, or ALSWH, was founded on this day in 1996, when decent data around women's health and conditions such as endometriosis were scarce. It has been running ever since as a collaboration between the University of Queensland and University of Newcastle, tracking over 57,000 women all across the country. The ALSWH has been cited in over 1,200 scientific papers both nationally and internationally, and has produced a number of key findings, such as finding the true extent of women affected by endometriosis and uncovering the long-lasting mental impacts of domestic violence. The study is still actively recruiting, with a recent push for greater representation of women who have migrated from South, Southeast, and Northeast Asian countries, or those with ancestry to those regions.
In national news, the Western Australian government has withdrawn thousands of traffic fines garnered from AI cameras in the last 6 months, but the state's government will continue using the polarising technology. Just over $2,000 or $1 million worth of fines have been waived out of the $53,000 or $29 million seatbelt infringements since the inception of their use in October, with the rollout plan to continue. Rhys Whitby, the Western Australian Police and Road Safety Minister, said that, quote, "The new cameras have actually changed driver behaviour on our roads. We're seeing offences being picked up at a scale we've not seen before because the cameras actually look down into the cabin."
Calls within the Australian Parliament have mounted for 25% tax on gas exports, as tax reforms seem appealing to MPs as the fuel crisis and rising prices for Australians continue. Former Treasury Secretary Ken Henry found that the current petroleum resource rent tax, quote, "does such a tiny bit that anybody should be embarrassed to use that as an argument for not changing tax arrangements." Hearing from a multitude of parties in Parliament on Tuesday, support seems to appear broadly across the board. However, Labor Environment Action Network National Security, Janeline Oh, stressed the importance of trading relations with a need to, quote, "take seriously the potential consequences of an investment."
Around 40 protesters have gathered in front of the Downing Centre in Sydney in solidarity with protesters facing charges following recent demonstrations and arrests over the visit of Israeli President Isaac Herzog, after the New South Wales Court of Appeal ruled in favour of the Palestinian Action Group and Black Caucus on Thursday, and finding that the anti-protest laws that gave police power of march restrictions were unconstitutional. Officers will be reviewing the charges laid against arrested protesters. However, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has argued that the march falls under the Major Events Declaration, making those who do not comply with police direction liable.
And in international news, we did just hear this story on the show, but that's okay. I'm going to repeat it because it's awesome. Waterways around the world have been found to be contaminated with drugs and narcotics either dumped or excreted, and so scientists have been hard at work giving cocaine to salmon to figure out what the environmental impacts could be. Researchers have already found links in laboratory conditions between exposure to stimulants such as cocaine and behavioural changes in fish like the Atlantic salmon, but exploring the effects in the wild hasn't been attempted until recently. With the recent study published in Current Biology from scientists at the Swedish University of Agricultural Sciences, we now know that cocaine and its primary metabolite benzoylecocaine can accumulate in the brains of exposed Atlantic salmon, which disrupts their movement and use of space in the wild. To test the impacts of the drug, the researchers obtained over 100 young salmon and put them into three different groups, each given an implant and an acoustic tracking tag. Levels of cocaine and metabolite the fish were injected with was matched to actual levels of contamination found in real waterways.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.